Now, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has interviewed presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton over a long-running email scandal. Clinton's campaign spokesperson said that she spoke to the FBI in Washington voluntarily. FBI is investigating Clinton's use of a private email server to store classified information while she was Secretary of State. Clinton has already admitted that relying on a private server was a mistake, but says that other secretaries of state had also used a personal email address. Email controversy has hung over Clinton's presidential campaign for months, and the interview comes only 4 weeks before the former First Lady is set to be formally nominated as a Democratic candidate for the November presidential election. And now we're going to swing over to Iowa City, where we're joined by Mr. Paul Street, author, journalist, and political commentator. Now, Mr. Street, why are we seeing the FBI conduct this questioning now when this email scandal was revealed months ago? And what kind of impact do you believe this will have on her campaign for the Oval Office?
Well, they're wrapping up. Usually when you interview the target to the end of it, I do not expect an indictment prior to the convention, if there's going to be one. I would, if there was going to be an indictment, which seems unlikely to me, it would in all likelihood happen after the convention. It's costing Hillary some points. Her lead over Trump has, in the polls, has fallen from 14% to about 9%. And now we have the rather extraordinary poll finding that more Americans find Donald Trump trustworthy than they find Hillary trustworthy. So it's certainly a negative for her as we move into the general election swing.
And just in the case of a worst case scenario, if the FBI does indict Clinton, what would that mean for the presidential race in the United States?
I think it would raise the possibility of the Democrats having to think about an emergency fielding of a different candidate.
Would that open the door for Bernie Sanders?
Well, you know, the elite, the power elite, the corporate and financial elite that run both of the parties do not want Bernie Sanders to be a major party presidential nominee. And one reason I think that if there's an indictment, it will come after the convention is that if it came before, it would open the door for the superdelegates on the floor of the Democratic convention in Philadelphia to opt instead for Bernie Sanders, who, after all, did very, very well in the primary campaign. If the indictment comes after, then it would raise the possibility of them putting together an emergency ticket of, for example, Joe Biden, the current vice president, and the current Secretary of State, John Kerry, incredibly enough. I think the Democratic elite leadership is cynical enough that they'd be willing to circumvent the incredible popular support that Bernie Sanders had and try and put forth a Biden-Kerry ticket, believe it or not.
Now, do you see this as a true FBI investigation, or do you think perhaps the Bureau is just trying to appease certain factions in the states and go through the motions and would never really file on Clinton because she is someone they may see as a front runner for the presidency and someone that they might likely need something from or to be at least on their side in the future should she become president?
Well, it's complicated and it's hard to know. It's possible. It strikes me from some of the research I've done that the current FBI director may be sincere in wanting to move forward on this. But the question is whether the Obama administration would really allow that to happen, and more broadly, whether the American power elite really is going to permit something as preposterous as a reality television show, a buffoon, a white nationalist and possible proto-fascist named Donald Trump having an opening to become the president of the United States. So my guess is at the end of the day that there will be a meeting of elite minds in the United States to prevent an actual indictment going forward, and so that this will end up being a show. It will cost her some points in her margin over Donald Trump, but she still has a fairly comfortable margin. I don't expect an indictment, but, anything is possible.
Thank you, Mr. Paul Street. That's Mr. Paul Street joining us out of Iowa City, author, journalist, and political commentator.